Hey everybody, hey to nobody. It is August 16th, 2023. So, I was looking at some things, wrote some things down, and I need to talk about them. So today is a Wednesday. It is a new moon. How I see it and how I do it is I look at my new moon energy. I look at what spirit has for me. Okay, here we go. What spirit wants to tell me? So, you have the 8th month, the 16th day, and the 2023. How I do this is I take the day and add it up and I get a 7. So I know I got 8 and 7. So right there, I got 15. That's a 6. So then I look at the 6 and the 7. Or you can just spread it all across. It is up to you. It all reduces to 4. But how I did it before, I came up with 22, the master builder. You can reduce it to 4, but most times when I get a master number, a double digit number, I keep it as that and play off of that energy, right? So I got the master builder. Then I looked at, I wrote new moon clearing. But then whenever it's a new moon, I know my birth moon come up because I was born at 1% illumination. So I know this is a moon, this is a lunar return for me. And you get a lunar return every month, sometimes twice a month, depending on if a new moon falls or whatever moon you were born under. So it was waxing 1% because I'm looking at self. This is for me to know myself. And I draw little pictures and just to keep myself entertained so that when I look back. So when I see, when I look at the moon, it's an eye. Always has been since I was a kid. So it's an eye. When I look at the sky, I see an eye. Sometimes the eye is wide open. I like it best when it's not. When it's more just me, just looking at it. When I can see the actual pupil, if you would. Anyway. And the clouds paint the picture and the shadows and the silhouettes. So I wrote down same direction. The way that the moon waxes and wanes is the same direction that you read the grand solar squares. Because solar energy is speaking to me. Okay? This is just what I saw today. It says, and so I'm looking at how the moon, so now you'll know if it's waxing or waning. Because are you releasing or are you gaining? So because it's getting, the light is going to be getting bigger after this. Right now is a time in the darkness, in the recesses. So let's look at this. What do we want to, and make things purposeful and put intentions on them. I took the best release today. And I released some things. So I wrote this. I said, you are a filter. You are the tool spirit uses to use, to uses you to rid of what's not needed for your journey. Like a worker. Like a worker bee. And then I put X in a circle. I put a circle inside of X. So I know that's talking about earth energy of the transformation to get you to your transformation. So you have to be used and you have to follow the nature. I'm going to get to that anyway. To get you to your transformation. Nature is your example or your archetype. The seasons are alerts. So you don't need a degree to listen and to see universally. This game is called life. Think twice or more times before you get off of alignment. Don't get me wrong. Life is about excitement. But remember, you are on assignment. The grand solar designed that. Respect if you're not into that. But I will still be a part, but it will still be a part of our chat. To be exact, Cards and Conversation is where my destiny resides at. All fact. So I looked at the word fact as a three of diamonds. Or all fact was a three of diamonds. So then it was telling me, program, it's all, okay, say, there is no they. That was from yesterday. Diamond said that. Nina Diamond said, there is no they. It isn't. It said new language, program, deprogram, coach, I mean, not coach, Oye Son. I have to remember to call him Oye Son because I've known him as Coach Kyrie. Well, when I was introduced to him, because that's just like saying, somebody saying, I don't know no Cassie. Well, let me introduce myself. My name is C. That's the number three. Put a zero with it and you get to see me. For real. I'm Jupiter energy. When I come into a space, things gonna expand. And you can come to the light or you can fight in the dark by your damn self. I know what darkness is because I landed on a dark day. I'm just saying. It was 1% illumination. That's dark. So I know what that is. But I also know as I grew, because every day the light got brighter for me. Had I knew in my Mercury, I was already number 9. That's Mars energy. And I should have loved to have a foundation. The things that I love is what I should have been. When you have these cards, you can know the next step and who you're working with. From 0 to 7. Come on. We got to start doing this the right way. We missing the mark. And then it's connected to our generational wealth. So let me show you how Spirit talked to me today as I journal. Because that's what I do. So I'm talking to somebody this morning. And synchronicity would have it, I saw that the dream cruise was coming up. I know that I can feel it, but I saw dream cruise. So then Bud called me, BUD. It was 10:11 on this August 16th, 2023. I said 22. It reduces to 22. So this is a master builder. So they helping me build my communication skills because I am the jack. And today, yesterday was the jack of clubs. August is a jack of clubs month. I think because of my numbers, August might be one of the unfortunate months for me. That's if that's how I see it. It's to make me aware of this is just, it is what it is. It is what it is. Ten of diamonds. It is what it is. And how I see it, period, is a jack of clubs. So, how I see it, period. Jack of clubs. I can't make this up. If you allow the energies to speak to you, they will show you who you are. They've shown me who I am, and they show me that people could feel the energy before I got there, and now they know it is what it is. That's the 10 of diamonds. That's the sweet spot. And I got clarity right next to it, the 10 of hearts. So you have to know your superpowers. So, crying. I'm always crying. The jack of clubs is the energy of crying. So I'm not doing something that I shouldn't do. I'm being who I am. But then once I transform to something else, you can see that also. So what did I say? It was It was a word. It was a word. The Queen of Diamonds, fire. Queen is the Ten of Diamonds. So now we got Ten of Diamonds is, and it is what it is. I do believe that was a Ten of Diamonds. It is what it is. I have to do the math. So, today is Wednesday. Today is a Mercury day. So, this for me, Mercury, when I look at Mercury, I look at communication. I look at communication. I look at both sides of things being a Gemini. But I know it's quick. You got to catch it while it's here. It's quick. It's a bud. It's a spark. So, I looked at, I've done a video on YouTube about Christopher. Well, today Christopher want me to talk about him again today because 5 years ago on today, me and Bud talked. Me and him talked because he was supposed to come get my son. But when I called him back, he called me to tell me to see if I could get somebody else to take my son to Cedar Point. So on his obituary, he talked to me. Sunrise, 6/12/1990. Sunset, August 2018, right? So, his Saturday, he want me to tell you this. 9/1 was a Saturday, and that's the day 2018. That's it's a lesson to be taught here, because Saturn is about structure, order, and it teaches lessons, right? This is my Jack of Diamonds for life, but he is a Five of Diamonds. So when you look at 6/12 and you look it up, you're gonna see Five of Diamonds. But the way I was looking at it is Five of Diamonds 12. I'm a Five Diamonds. So he told me to say hey to Rosie because it looked like 5/12. I'm 5/21. Say hey to me. He's talking to me, but he want me to tell Rosie hey. Now that I sit with it, he teaching me. So, let me slow it down. So the Five of Diamonds. And today is the Ten of Diamonds. So, I mean the Ten of Clubs. So the Ten of Clubs. Okay, I told you it was the Ten of Clubs. And the phone started ringing. That was the Ten of Clubs calling. And I was trying to tell her that he wanted to talk to them. And she, my baby finna go to school. Okay, anyway. So, do you see how the synchronicity is? I'm just finna tell you that today is the Ten of Clubs and the Ten of Clubs calls. And the Ten of Clubs is calling when I'm talking about Bud. Well, when the Ten of Clubs was in my stomach, Bud was a little kid, but he used to say that was his baby. And her whole life, he used to say, I'm your daddy girl. So do you see how energy works? I can't make this up. I didn't tell her to call me. It is the Ten of Clubs day. I am talking about Bud. That is his child. He would love to talk to her. Because when he called me, August 16th, 2018, he was still alive. I still got the message. I still got the video where I woke up that Sunday early in the morning and I recorded. So the reason why I do these recordings and we, okay, right at this minute, Spirit is letting me know with the time. It's on the ones. We on the ones right now. We creating. It's 1111. We're creating You're awakening in a spiritual realm, receiving messages from your angel guide at this moment. At this moment, at this very moment, this is what you're witnessing. This is why I say it be downloads. So spirit, an angel is a spirit, is speaking through me at this moment. Right now, we will call him Bud. His name is Christopher. So this would be an angelic being. I keep hearing Saint Christopher, okay? So I would have to look up Saint Christopher to know what all this about. But this is what he want to say. He said, these obituaries are portals to them. This is his last story. He made me go and get his obituary. In this moment, while I was talking to somebody named Lavelle, his name was, he said, don't matter what his name was. But when you get to the L in his name, it's the 12th letter. The 12th letter is a Queen of Hearts. My transformation is the Queen of Hearts. He is speaking through me. And he is letting me know as I transform into this organically. And that's the reason why I had to watch John of God. John of God had a gift and he started to pimp his gift. And he started, and it was evil. It started to turn evil. And that's what you saw. It's up to you. So like I said, I know what darkness is. You got to come to the light. You got to come to the light. Just like Black Grandmama never met the woman back in 2016, 17. She say, I am the light. I am the light in the moment. I'm going to bring clarity. I'm the Jack. I'm between the both worlds. So, the 12th letter is, being he born on the 12th day. That's the Queen of Hearts. That's the opening. So the Queen of Hearts came to teach me who I am to be. Even sitting inside myself, I transform into the Queen of Hearts. I got all these cards in between. The new moon showed me. Now I don't get confused about the direction of the moon, because the moon go in the direction of the cards from right to left. If you let the universe come in and speak to you, you will have a spiritual awakening. And in six just came up. It's a give and take. It's a give and take. You give it and you take it. Okay, so getting back to what he trying to teach me. So he had me look at his obituary. The night that he was, so I'm reading his obituary now. It's a baby picture. It's a picture of him as he appeared, and he had a Cleveland shirt on. It said Cleveland, but I see Ohio. He got two fingers up pointing. If I turn the obituary, this face the same way he would be facing, it's pointing to the left. To me, the left is to the past. Another part of him. He's going back. He returning to spirit. And then they showed me he really peace to Detroit. He's saying bye to Detroit, because he another picture under his end date, it said Detroit Pistons. He got a jacket with Detroit Pistons on. So he was showing me that he was ready to leave Detroit. But it wasn't to go to Ohio. He wanted to go to Ohio. He wanted to take my son to the they were going to Cedar Point. So he told me go back to 2018 so I can see the dates. Yep, August. So August, so he called me on the 16th. Or earlier on the 17th, and then nobody had heard from him on the 18th. We were down at the Dream Cruise, and I got a call, and I was like, oh my God, I don't want to hear about this. So on the 19th, the morning of the 19th, he woke me up, and I made a recording, and I posted it on Instagram, but I also put it on YouTube of him speaking to me, because back in 2016 when Cassiel showed up, it told me to record. It told me just to grab my phone and start recording. Because I was having moments by myself and I needed a receipt. And then when I learned how to upload these from phones, I could put them, like I could post it to Facebook. But then, you know, when they shut my Facebook down, or I might have shut my Facebook down because maybe they did try to get me to change my name to my name and I didn't. I wanted to keep Cassie Derwin. Well, then that means you can't be a part of our club. Okay. I needed that break. So I was standing where I was supposed to be standing so that could happen, so that I could be released from that. And that's okay. And yeah, they doing a lot of great things over there, but I don't get to be a part of it. I just ain't that sheep right now. I just ain't. I can't be. Spirit won't let me be. Spirit freed me from the metaverse so that I could do this unrehearsed. And I don't have to see all those other things that when you see it, you thirst. I'm supposed to just be on this spiritual journey the way that it is without that part. So whatever's going on there, most times I don't know. I got a little piece of something with TikTok, but that's just so that you gotta be a part of it some kind of way. Some people just need small doses of it. Some people need big doses of it. But what I need is to be able to have these bridged moments. And I know part of my magic when I'm crocheting, the bridge of communication assisting me with the seven of clubs, which is a bridge. Sevens are bridges. And it is a very spiritual place. Seven is a very spiritual energy. So I understand, and it's Neptune. So I understand the reason why it comes through the way it comes through, because I'm Uranus Neptune all day long. Hey, they're my planets. That's my alignment. So my assignment would have to be connected to them. I see that now. So looking at that now, it's teaching me. But then I have to do the math. So I'm gonna pause. No, tell me don't pause. So then it showed me to look at. It didn't even show me. The last time I spent with him, to me, was at the wedding. We went to the wedding. That's why he. Okay. So when he showed me his birthday, he showed me 5/12. Because he showed me the 5 of diamonds, but then he showed me his date. That's 5/12. I would see it because that's my number. 5/21 is my number, and when I see it, I know. But that still adds up to 8, so it's still about Saturn energy, the reason why he told me to look at the date. So this is a teachable moment. Saturn, Capricorn, energy. The greatest of all. The greatest of all times. That's okay. He said he was. He used to, when he was little, he used to say, "My name Chris, and I do it like this," because he talked with the tongue. He said that nigga almost got me killed. That's how he talked. But then as he got older, he grew out of that. I think he had speech in school a little bit. Yeah, I think he did. He told me, "Say hey to Papa." Oh, y'all. What I'm being taught at this moment is how to give these messages and not so be so attached. I can't help but to cry because the Jack of Clubs is crying. But I'm still on assignment. And so even through the tears, because the 4 clubs told me, we can't hear you when you cry. We can't hear you. So a part of my mission is to let the water run, but work that blue chakra. Let that blue light come through. That throat chakra still have to operate. And I have to get a control of that mentally. Mentally, I want to be heard. Physically, I want to cry. That is that Venus in me. That's that moon energy. The moon be pulling on me. So think about something pulling something out of you and something want to come up out of you all at the same time, and it gets confusion. It kind of get, and I think that's why it get overwhelmed, because I let anxiety set in. But right now I can't. I'm a master builder. 2-2. Beep beep. Bad girls. Something about to say. I don't know why Donna Summers just came up in here and got to singing. But I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up her birthday and see what her day is. Because, 2-2. Donna Summers just came. Donna Summers just came. And that's how I do this. I allow them to speak to me, because all of a sudden, Donna Summers just came up. Beep, beep. 2-2. Beep, beep. She want to tell me something. She want to show me her birthday. She is a joker. So she has all power of all the cards, but she's not as powerful as the king of spades. But okay, she can do that. She can show up where she wants to. But then she want me to show her birthday. She a king of clubs. No, she's not. No, she's not. She died on a two of diamonds. She is a joker. What is the between the joker? Oh, she tried to show me something. So she is the joker. Oh, communicating. So this year, she telling me to look at my year. She telling me to look at my year. At my age, she finna give me something. Right now, I'm at Mercury Nana Clubs Communication. She is, communicating with me through the King of Spades, which for this year on Play 57 is my Mercury. Okay. And then she said, look at place 67 and see what your Mercury is. For this year, my Mercury is my moon on place 57, my cosmic moon. Okay, so in my Venus is my, so they rewarded me. This is the reward, the Eight of Hearts is my reward and my inspiration for why I'm doing this. I'm getting to see the gift is the transformation. I'm getting to see my cosmic moon speak to me. But she would be one of the ones. Okay. That makes sense. So this is organically. You just have to go with the flow. You just have to know that you know that you know. And then I look inside of here. Now I told you the Ten of Clubs. I didn't open the whole obituary, right? So the Ten of Clubs called while we was talking. While I was talking to y'all. This Five of Diamonds always told me that he was the Ten of Clubs daddy. Where is the Five of Diamonds? How is it interconnected? The Five of Diamonds and the Ten of Clubs. Okay, so the Five of Diamonds is connected to me through my Mercury. Through the Nine of Diamonds. And so when I looked at the Five of Diamonds, I looked at the Challenging Karma card, which is the Nine of Diamonds, and the Nine of Diamonds is my Mercury card. Life, so there go so Bud is my supporting karma card for my Mercury for life on my life spread. But now he's telling me to look, and guess what? The The Nine of Diamonds is sitting in the sun this year. I told y'all this was the message from the sun. The sun is talking to me today. Instead of the Eight of Diamonds talking to me, the sun is talking to me, the Nine of Diamonds. Because on my life spread, the Nine of Diamonds holds the Five of Diamonds. So he's supporting me today, and he would come through. But he wanted to come through. So, he wanted me to come through today. He wanted me to make this tape. This is not about talking to nobody and explaining to them what I mean. This is about my podcast and how I'm going to take clips of this podcast and add it to my social media platforms, TikTok and YouTube. So, the Five of Diamonds, thank you, sits above my Saturn card, which is the Jack of Diamonds. So it's like they neighbors. Hey, can you get a message to Cassie for me? Oh, yeah. Jack of Diamonds. The Five of Diamonds and the Jack of Diamonds having a conversation. Excuse me, neighbor. Hey, neighbor. How you doing? I'm good, honey. You know, things be changing with me, but, you know, it's change for the best. This is things that I love. So, Bud is letting me know he loves me. He said, but could you get a message? Can you get a message to Cash for me? Sure. What is it? Can you tell her which card are you for her? Oh, I'm her Saturn card. That's the Jack of Diamonds card. Oh, you her Saturn card? Okay, get a Cash. You got a Jack of Diamonds. Yeah, but you know the Jack of Clubs sits inside of me, and also the Jack of Hearts. Oh, I didn't know that's how that worked. Yeah, you didn't know that? That's how we do. Just like, you know, you got the power of the Five of Clubs and the Five of Hearts because you're a diamond. Oh, that's how that, yes. Okay. You know how, like, Donna Summer, she's the Joker. So she got all the power of the cards, but she a Joker. So she not greater than the one, the King of Spades. Is it you? 57, right? Yes, I am. You sit in the sun, yeah. And the King of Spades is your Mercury for the whole year. Yes, it is. Thank you. Okay, so that's why Diamond Summer started speaking. Yes, it was. Okay, thank you. But right now, you done moved from your Mercury and you're in your Venus right now, aren't you? I do believe so. It worked like that. These cards are talking if you allow them to talk. So, when I said in the beginning that it's coming through Saturn, Saturn happens for my life is the Jack of Diamonds. Well, who crowns the Jack of Diamonds? The Five of Diamonds. So, who would be on my here today, Bud? Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit. This is how this works. And it'd be hard for me to explain, but he wanted me to say in 2018, he called me on the phone to ask me if somebody else could take my son too. The Five of Diamonds and called and said, can somebody else take the Three of Diamonds to Ohio? You're not going to take them? Nobody else can't take them. But then when I called back, it said, this person has a mailbox that has not been set up yet. And that was the universe telling me he hadn't made it there yet. Oh, my. It's how you look at it. The 12th letter, it was a letter L. When I looked at his name, the 12th letter is the Queen of Hearts, my transformation. So even though the Queen of Hearts lived with me, the Queen of Hearts always lived with me. I'm never without her. Never without her. So I don't have to feel any kind of way. when people in the mundane world try to trick me into believing that I ain't me. I am me. I was made like this purposely.